It's time to fire up that 16-millimeter projector.
It was available on VHS at one time.
The Nick DiGilio Show presents your international man of movie mystery.
I tell you, I'm a magnet. I'm a magnet.
What it is, Nick?
I don't know. It's just a video craze.
I'm assuming that maybe you should do the Howard Stern Show at some point.
Tuckman. Jeff Tuckman.
All right. That makes it official. Jeff Tuckman joins me once a month. He's been doing this this segment on my show for many years, and we welcome Jeff back. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Nick. How you doing tonight?
All right. Happy New Year, my friend.
Yes.
And we're off with another year of hanging out and talking video and talking movies and stuff.
Well, we've been doing it from way before you had your own show.
Yeah.
And from the first, I think the first week you had your own show.
The very first week in 1998, you were one of my first regular guests.
That's right.
And you were kind enough to be a regular guest since 1998, so I appreciate that. It's always a great time when you're here. We'll answer any questions about movies or DVDs or TV shows or any of that stuff that we can look up or that Jeff already knows. Jeff comes in with a giant box full of stuff. Papers, but he still has books. Jeff, you still actually have books where you actually look stuff up.
I am old school.
Yes.
Because, you know, remember if you could go out and buy the Encyclopedia Britannica.
Of course.
Oh, every parent wanted to buy that for their kids.
Right.
Now they say, look at the computer.
Yeah, look it up on the computer.
I'm not buying
which we can do, you know, if we can do that, if we need to help you out in that regard. But Jeff also has, like, you know, release dates for upcoming movies and can answer any of those questions as well. He comes in with tons of stuff. He's always on the cutting edge of what's happening in the video business. And we've got your questions to be answered via text and calls at 312-981-7200. But, Jeff, when you come to our show every month, you come bearing gifts. And boy, oh boy, did you bring a really cool thing. If you are a sci-fi fan, if you're a television sci-fi fan, wow, this is like a treasure trove that we're going to give away. We have three of these packages to give away this morning. Tell everybody what you brought in.
Well, Nick, you know, with WGN having two nights of old radio shows, I got kind of inspired.
Yeah. And by the way, if you need to listen to Carl. And WGN Radio Theater, it's phenomenal. It's on Sunday nights, 11 p.m. to 2 a.m., and Saturday nights on 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. as well. It's really, really great. Carl Amari does a great job. He's a pro and an expert on old-time radio shows and stuff. If I'm not mistaken, I think it's Sunday night. I'm not sure what they're doing on Saturday night, but on Sunday night they're doing Martin and Lewis. They're doing some classic Martin Lewis from Colgate Comedy Hour, and you know that I'm going to lose my mind when he plays that.
There's no question about that.
So you're inspired by the old stuff. Here we go.
I was inspired by that, and you know, every month we try to do something that's unique, whether it's Seasons of Carol Burnett, whether it's Midnight Special, whether last month was the Motown,
The Motown 25, special. Yeah.
Motown 25 was great, three-disc set. So I want to do something in honor of Carl and his show. So in the early 50s, sci-fi took over TV, as we both know.
Yes.
And so I came across this collection. It's 12 discs.
12 discs,
12
folks.
Discs,
12 discs.
And many episodes of some of our favorite shows, you know, Radar Men from the Moon and Flash Gordon, Thriller. Many shows. In fact, it's a total of 150 episodes.
It's 150 episodes of classic sci-fi TV, over 60 hours on 12 discs. This is ridiculous.
I know.
So if you're a sci-fi fan, like old school sci-fi TV, man, oh man, this is great. It's got Captain Fathom. It's got Clutch Cargo. There's an episode of Clutch Cargo on here. A bunch of episodes. Let's see. You've got Space Angel, Stamp Day for Superman. You've got Operation ESP, One Step Beyond, Johnny Jupiter, Tales of Tomorrow, and it goes on and on and on. There's 150 episodes, 60 hours of classic sci-fi TV. This is awesome. So this is really cool, and I'm holding it in my hand right now, and it's really, really great. And we've got three of them to give away. So why don't we do that right away, okay? We're only going to do – we're going to take callers this time. We don't have trivia questions, so everybody hang on. If you would like to win, caller number seven, call the contest line right now at 312-591-7000. That's the contest line, 312-591-7000. Caller number seven on the contest line. We'll get our first package of classic sci-fi TV. Jeff, hang on, and then we'll come back and we'll answer all your questions. But if you want a copy of the classic sci-fi, 150 episodes of classic sci-fi TV, call now, 312-591-7000. Caller number seven on the contest line. We'll win. All right, we'll take a break and we'll come back. Jeff Tuckman answering your questions and giving away some cool stuff.
Here you are. Don't move or I'll
stop. It is I who give the orders here.
What's wrong? I can't move my arms and legs.
What are you doing? And what have you done to them?
Emptied their minds of their identity, their past lives, and most important, every scientific and defensive secret of the GBI which they possess.
Lying. They'd never give up that information.
Dr. Zarko. Doctor?
All they ever knew is here. In this, an electronic memory file. Billions and billions of tiny electrical units, which I will transfer to my mind and use to gain complete control of the galaxy. You're wasting your strength. No man can move against the power in this wand. Stop him!
Dale. But what about them? Their memory's gone. Their minds are complete blank.
Well, at least we can clear their names.
Now, that isn't enough, Dale. Somehow, some way, we've got to find that woman before she can use the knowledge she got in their minds to destroy the galaxy. Wherever she's appeared to, I swear I'll find her.
Action-packed. Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN, and that is Flash Gordon. Isn't that fantastic?
Oh, I love that. I used to watch it all the time on WGN.
Sunday mornings. Yep, I watched it Sunday mornings. You know who would love this collection? My dad. My dad, by the way, who is obsessed with like old TV, loves old TV, loves the old sci-fi stuff, loves the old Flash Gordon, but he's like obsessed with the cowboy stuff. Like he gets up at 5 o'clock in the morning on Sundays to watch old Lone Ranger reruns and stuff, and Roy Rogers.
Roy Rogers, yes.
Yeah. Loves that stuff. All right, classic sci-fi, and we have our first winner. This is caller number seven, and it's Paul. Paul, congratulations. You were caller number seven on the contest line.
Hey, appreciate it very much. It's awesome. It sounds like an awesome set.
It's 150 episodes, 60 hours of classic sci-fi TV. You're a fan, obviously, of sci-fi TV, then.
Well, definitely. I mean, I'm a fan, Joe, of, you know, all kinds of, you know, stuff, but sci-fi for sure. I'm a huge movie buff, but some of my favorites would be like Twilight Zone, you know, Flash Gordon, of course, you know, Star Trek. I mean, there's so many good ones, it's hard to pick just like movies.
Yeah, a lot of great stuff, and you've got over 150 episodes of that right here, and we're going to send it out to you. Paul, hang on, okay?
Thanks, appreciate it.
Okay, cool. There you go. There's Paul. He's our first winner, and we've got two more of these packages to give away on WGN. How is the video business is still chugging along?
Very, very strong.
Yeah?
Very strong. I mean, the numbers are, you know, outstanding, although there is one retailer who is dominating, renting out Well, it's much different, Nick, as you and I know, the rental business as opposed to the sales.
Of course.
The stores in the malls only sell tapes.
Yeah.
The mass merchants only sell tape.
I haven't been to a mall in a really long time because malls freak me out and I don't like them. But Are there Suncoast? Is Suncoast still a thing?
Suncoast is out of business, but the biggest is Four Year Entertainment.
Four Year Entertainment?
Yeah, they're in a bunch of malls.
Okay.
Suncoast was here, I think, was part of Sam Goody, and they...
I remember Suncoast, the mall that was closest to where I lived for many years, was the Lincolnwood Mall. The Lincolnwood Mall on McCormick.
Yes.
Where, actually, that mall is where a drive-in used to be. The Sunset Drive-In used to be there, which makes me sad. But there was a Suncoast in there.
It was a very good store. In fact, it was laid out extremely well. You could go find any category you wanted.
I loved that place. I thought that place was great.
Well, one of the releases this week, since we're rambling and all this is something that will bring back great memory to you and me.
Yeah.
Since I shop it all the time all over the country. It's called All Things Must Pass. Is the rise and fall of Tower Records.
Oh, no kidding.
Now, Tower Records, this was, especially in Hollywood, which I used to visit a lot, was the number one store.
Well,
they had them in Chicago.
Yeah, there was one on Clark and Fullerton.
Like, right.
Clark and Belden, the corner of Clark and Belden. And I used to go there all the time.
And they're in Schaumburg, too, and other places they were. And this is a terrific documentary. It's directed by Colin Hanks.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Tom's son, Colin?
Yes.
Wow.
He's shot there. And he explores the rise and fall of Tower Records. I knew the founder. Russ Solomon was the founder of that. And here you got great footage and behind-the-scenes interviews with Elton John, Bruce Springsteen, Dave Grohl.
When is this going to be released?
This week.
This week. And it's called All Things Must Pass, like the George Harrison album, All Things Must Pass.
The Rise and Fall of Tower Records.
The Rise and Fall. But that's so cool. I'm excited.
I always like to come up with things that are unique.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, that's great, man. Mark it down. Mark that one down. Okay, listen, we got to take a break for the news, okay? We come back, we'll answer your questions, we'll go directly to the phones. If you can't think of the title of a movie and it's making you crazy, but you can describe it to us or tell us the stars, we'll help you out with that. DVD questions, Blu-ray questions, movie questions, 312-981-7200. That's the regular line. And we got two more copies of the classic sci-fi TV package to give away as well. That's all coming up after we break for the news, which is next on WGN.
Hello, Mr. Henderson.
Hello, Commander Cody.
Ted, Miss Gilbert, how are you getting along with the rocket ship?
As well as can be expected, sir. Our tests with the model are satisfactory. If the government will let us make a few test flights with the rocket...
It's out of the question. This whole project's strictly top secret. Since you people developed the rocket ship for us, and we'll be the ones operating it, it has been decided that you should know more of our plans. I've been authorized to tell you this much. Its primary use will be to combat this wave of sabotage and destruction of our defense system.
You mean the government knows what's causing it?
Not definitely, but tests of the wreckage show that the explosions are of atomic origin.
You mean someone's dropping atomic bombs on us?
Not bombs. No planes have been observed, and the explosions aren't severe enough.
No, from what I've learned of the nature of the blast, they seem more like an atomic ray of some kind. Of course, that's just a guess.
It's the same guess that we've made, because it's the only possible answer.
But no one has ever been able to make an atomic ray machine.
You mean no one on Earth ever has?
Wow. That's from Radar Men from the Moon. Which is part of the collection that we're giving away. Jeff Tuckman is here. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. And it's a classic sci-fi, over 150 episodes here of TV classics. That's Radar Men from the Moon from 1952. There are 12 episodes on this package for that. And we've got more to give away. Welcome back, Jeff.
Hey, Nick. One thing I want to say about when you watch this series, terrific. It will definitely bring you back to the time and place, and you'll remember when you were a kid, or even when you're an adult, watching it, and how you felt about it, and it was also new and exciting.
Yeah,
I mean, Flash Gordon was my favorite. You know,
yep.
I worried about Dale, and I worried about Ming was so
Yeah, Ming the Merciless. He was merciless.
He was merciless. And then I'd see Charles Middleton doing something else. I'd go, no, no, that's Ming.
I know.
Don't do it.
I know. All right, so we've got two more of these to give away, and we'll do that in a few minutes, so stick around. When I throw out the contest line number, you'll be the seventh caller, and we'll tell you when to do that. And that'll be coming up, classic sci-fi TV. But we have some questions from the listeners here. If you want to text or call us, it's 312-981-7200. Here is Chuck on WGN. Hi, Chuck.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I saw this Western one time years ago. It was, I think, made in the 60s. It's about a Swedish immigrant who moves to Montana, Wyoming, and instead of a gun, he uses his thresher to get into gunfights with.
Mm.
And he swings it around like a baseball bat.
Whoa, all right. All right.
I have no idea who was in it.
Okay, well, you know what? I think people will probably remember. Chuck, like I said, we've got a good batting average for this. And if people, once again, describe it, you said it's from the 60s. The guy, a Swedish guy, goes to Wyoming and uses his thresher in fights.
Instead of a gun, yeah.
Instead of a gun. All right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. If you know, text or call 312-981-7200. And then, right. Chuck, keep listening. We get a title for you. And then that's where Jeff and I pop in and let you know whether it's available, okay?
All right. Thanks.
All right, Chuck. Thanks. That's interesting. I kind of – it's ringing a bell deep inside my head. But I can't think of a title for it right now. But when we do get a title from somebody, we'll double-check it and then see if it's available on DVD or Blu-ray for you. All right, here is Dennis on WGN. Hi, Dennis.
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
All right. All right.
I don't remember much about this movie, except my parents got in trouble for taking me to go see it because I was about third grade. But it was the one scene I do remember. It's some horror flick, probably late 70s, and there was a lady swimming in a pool and like a glass, this whole glass thing above the pool at this mansion.
Okay, I got it, Dennis. I got it. You can stop. I got it.
Really?
Yeah, it's called The Legacy.
All right, and there's a cat involved somewhere?
Absolutely, man. It's called The Legacy. It's available on DVD. I vividly remember this movie. It's not as good as you remember it, Dennis. I just want to warn you. But it's Catherine Ross, Sam Elliott, Esmeralda. Sam Elliott is in this movie, and he does have his mustache.
Oh, wow.
And this is my favorite scene in the movie. And I totally remember that scene, the girl in the pool. She's in the pool, and some supernatural force is killing a bunch of rich people in a mansion. That's basically what happens in the movie. And people die in very mysterious and very strange ways. And she dies. She can't get out of the pool. Like, this glass thing goes above the pool, and she can't get out, and she dies and drowns.
Oh, wow.
But Dennis, the scene in the movie that I remember the most, that is the most that has embedded itself into my memory, Roger Daltrey's in the movie from The Who.
That's right.
Roger Daltrey's in the movie, and if I remember correctly, he eats a dinner, and the main dish, his protein, is ham, okay? So he eats some ham, and then he chokes to death on a chicken bone. That's the thing, because they cut his throat open. They're doing a tracheotomy on him. They cut his throat open. He's dead, and they pull out a bloody chicken bone that's been jammed. So so the supernatural force, if I remember correctly, the supernatural force in The Legacy changed his ham that he was eating into a chicken bone.
Oh, wow.
So it's called The Legacy, Dennis, and it's available.
All right, man. I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you, buddy. Take care.
All right. Have a good.
Do you remember that?
I do, and also, Nick, I think it also was known as the Legacy of Maggie Walsh.
Yeah. It was based on a book,
yeah.
I believe, called The Legacy of Maggie Walsh, but the film itself is called The Legacy. It's got I will say this about the other thing that I remember about that movie, it's got a fantastic poster. If you can look it up, if you could Google image The Legacy movie poster, it's got like a cat. If I remember correctly, it's got like a cat face, like an evil-looking cat face with a clawed hand.
Yes,
like it's like a clawed hand sticking out of the bottom of a cat's head. I remember so many things about that movie. It's a bad movie, though. I mean, you know, it came out in 1978.
Yes,
so I was like 13, and I was like, "Oh, this is cool. Roger Daltrey had a chicken bone in his throat. That's awesome." There's a cat with claws and a hand sticking out of its neck. And I remember thinking it was really cool. It's not good. It's not a good movie. So, all right, before we get back to the phones, and we got texts coming in at 312-981-7200. Jeff, we do have another copy to give away.
Yes, we do.
We have 150 episodes, over 60 hours of classic sci-fi TV, and it is a collection that we're going to give away right now. Caller 7 on the contest line, not the regular line. The contest line is 312-591-7000. 312-591-7000. Seventh caller, you get our next collection of classic sci-fi TV. 312-591-7000. Seventh caller gets it. All right. Here's John on WGN. Hey, John.
Hey, good morning. Let It Be, the Beatles documentary. Will that ever be released
in mass media? Are we ever going to see that, Jeff? I mean,
well, I think eventually the main problem, obviously, is the rights on the music. And although there have been, God, hundreds of bootleg copies of it.
I have one.
They were sung it. They actually,
it's terrible. It's a terrible, I have a copy of it.
Well, Nick, what's interesting is that they were selling it in Canada with a lot more footage. As you know, the Beatles are my all-time favorite group.
Of course.
And Let It Be.
Esmeralda, by the way, too. It's her favorite band of all time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, there was nobody better than the Beatles. Yeah. I mean, for what they did beyond music. Music was only part of what the Beatles were all about. And this was, you know, it was good and kind of sad because this
It's very sad.
Because this is where you saw the group.
You can see them disintegrating. You can actually see it on film. It's a great documentary. And also the rooftop scene is just amazing.
The last time they performed live.
Yeah.
If that was one of our questions, if you remember.
Yeah. But, it was available for a very short period of time, I believe, on VHS. And then there were bootleg copies that were available. That's how I got it. And I don't want to let anybody know, but I have a bootleg. But John, I mean, we don't have a date or anything on it yet. This is like a holy grail for Beatles fans, don't you think, John? We've been waiting for this.
Oh yeah, forever. But there was some talk a while ago that Paul McCartney was actually going to start working on making a better quality soundtrack to it, maybe. Getting a little better quality film on it. So, but that was at least a year ago I heard that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you have to deal with, two estates on here with John and George.
Yeah.
You have to ring it. Plus, I mean, if they remaster that, for example, on in Blu-ray, you know, and I'll talk later about this, the new version, believe it or not, they'll be coming out with the 4K, I'm sure you've seen the 4K TV, and that would be amazing because the thing about Let It Be, besides this disintegration of the band, there's still some great songs
out
there.
Oh, my God.
Soundtrack album ever.
Yeah, it's one of their best It's one of their best albums. My friend Scott Oaken, who's the biggest Beatles fan I know, who busted three chairs at a Bryan Adams Hooters concert, that's how I always describe him, Let It Be is his favorite Beatles album, and I think that's a very unusual choice. You know, for if you're a big Beatles fan, I mean, Let It Be is great. The Beatles never recorded anything bad except for Revolution Number 9, but outside of that, everything they've pretty much recorded was great.
Well, think of every rock band that did a rooftop session.
Of course,
I mean, they even started that.
Do you guys remember? Was it Is it Where the Streets Have No Name? Is that the U2 video where they?
That's U2.
Yeah, that's where they're up on the
U2. Yeah.
Even Rod Stewart just did one with his latest single up on top of Capitol Records.
Crazy. All right, listen, John. Doesn't look like it's coming out soon, but we'll keep our eyes peeled.
All right, fingers crossed.
All right, buddy, take care.
Bye.
That's a big deal, man. When that comes out, God, that thing is going to sell like hotcakes. How many times have people called in all the years and like, where the hell is Let It Be? Why isn't it out?
It's almost like the old High and Mighty that we used to go
through. And eventually that did come out.
It did come out. Yeah. Well, I tell you what, I'll make this promise to our listeners all over the country that if Let It Be is released and we can get it on Blu-ray or whatever, I will personally buy it and give it away in the air.
Ah, so there you go. So you got to stay tuned. So it's got to come out. That's a promise. All right. Well, we got our next winner. Caller number 7 is our friend Rick. Hey, Rick.
Hey, Nick. How you doing, buddy?
All right, man. Congratulations. You a big sci-fi TV fan?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Cool. Well, cool. You've got over 60 hours of classic sci-fi TV, 150 episodes from a ton of different shows, okay?
Very good, Nick. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right, buddy. Hang on. There's Rick. He was our winner. We got one more to give away. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll answer a couple more questions, give away another set of classic sci-fi TV, and Jeff will give us previews of stuff that's coming out on Blu-ray and DVD. All right? All right. Let's take a quick break here on 720 WGN. We'll be right back.
Good evening, Margot. Lamont. Sorry to walk in on you like this.
We were on our way to the theater.
We are on our way to the theater.
Well,
aren't we?
Guess I owe the department something for that retainer they send me every month. Afraid you'll have to throw yourself on the... Margot?
I know the Commissioner at Mercy. I haven't seen a play in 6 months.
I'm sorry. Homicide needs the help of a criminal psychologist.
Well, what's it all about?
The Cotton Kimona killing and a detective named Springfield. The girl was killed on the 4th. Up to date, we've gotten practically nowhere.
Where does Detective Harris from Springfield come in?
Well, Springfield was Sissy Chadwick's hometown.
Harris was assigned to the case?
Well, the girl had only been in New York for a few months, so we contacted Springfield. We got a lot of pretty useless data. Then 4 days ago, Detective Harry Harris of the Springfield Police entered the case. He's been at it like a Trojan ever since. I think he needs the kind of help you can give.
Well, what's his trouble?
I brought him along.
Show him in, Margot.
I really think he could tell you better himself.
Drop in any time, Commissioner. And bring your friends.
Nick DiGilio here. Hi, everybody. It's Friday morning. Fly Jams Friday coming up straight out of context. Nick D. Show Spies. You big dummy. Find out what's coming up on Outside the Loop Radio. All our regular stuff to keep you entertained through 5 a.m. here. And Jeff Tuckman has joined us. That was a clip from The Shadow. And The Shadow, as part of the classic sci-fi TV package that we have, 150 episodes, over 60 hours, 12 discs. Crazy. Crazy. And we're giving that away. And you know what? Why don't we give away our final copy of the sci-fi classic TV series. So here we go. Call number 7 again on the contest line. And that contest line is 312-591-7000. 312-591-7000. Caller number 7, 312-591-7000, and you get our final copy of Classic Sci-Fi TV. All right, we can answer a couple more questions, and then, Jeff, I want to hear what's coming out in the future. You give everybody all the news on that. We already talked about that Tower Records documentary. I can't wait to see that. And let's see. Here's Dwayne on WGN. Hey, Dwayne.
Hey, Nick. How you guys doing?
All right.
Great.
I have a quick Tales from the Crypt TV movie type situation where I don't know the exact name of it, but it's got a scene in there where these kids are on a dock where they're trapped on a dock in a lake and during the daytime and they can't get out because there's something in the lake that's trying to kill each of them. And then there's another one with this different scene, different episode where there's this under the stairs, there's a vent or something. There's a kid or there's a, and somebody who lives under there, under the stairs in a basement type situation. Do you guys know what I'm?
Okay, the first one.
It was in the 80s, I think.
The first one sounds like Creepshow 2. The first one sounds like the first one with the kids on the dock thing and the water and they fall in the water and their skin rips off and all that stuff. That's Creepshow 2.
Okay.
So that's Creepshow 2, and that is available, right, Jeff?
Yes, it is.
Okay, Creepshow 2 available on DVD, probably on Blu-ray as well, but it's definitely available. The second one sounds like it's either the original Creepshow with the monster under the stairs or Bad Ronald, which is a classic TV movie from the 70s about a kid who killed someone. You remember that? Remember Bad Ronald? Classic 70s TV movie.
Yes.
It's called Bad Ronald. If I remember correctly, Billy Jacoby was in it. Or Scott Jacoby, one of the Jacoby brothers. And he killed somebody, and his mother hid him in the wall of the house. Then his mom died, and he was hidden in the wall so that, you know, because the townspeople wanted to kill him and all that stuff because he killed this young girl. Hid him in the wall, And then his mom died, and they sold the house to a family, and a young girl moved in, and she found him in the wall. And it was called Bad Ronald. So it's either that or that, but the first one for sure, the first one is Creepshow 2.
And also, Tales from the Crypt is available.
The HBO stuff? Or
yes.
They are?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, the HBO series, Tales from the Crypt, is available. The movie I know, the original movie from Amicus with the great, the king of the universe, Peter Cushing, yes. That's available on DVD. I have that. I watch that one kind of monthly. It's one of my favorites. One of my favorite Peter Cushing performances of all time, Mr. Grimsdyke in that. He's heartbreaking in that movie. He's heartbreaking. It's a beautiful performance, really. Like, it's a performance that you wouldn't expect from an anthology. It's like a 1970s anthology horror movie. And there's Peter Cushing, man, like Oscar-worthy in that movie. It's a wonderful performance. Heartbreaking. Yeah. Heartbreaking.
He was such a great actor.
Oh, he was the best.
Yeah, he really could pull off anything.
He was the king. All right, here's our last winner. It's Paula. She was calling number 7. Hi, Paula.
Hi, how are you?
All right. You got yourself the 150 episodes over 60 hours of classic sci-fi TV, all right?
I am so excited. Thank you so much.
Congratulations, and thanks for listening. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, take care. There's our last winner. Hang on, Paula, as our last winner of the classic sci-fi. But, you know, Jeff will be back next month with more cool stuff to give away and to answer your questions. Now, Jeff, what do we got coming up?
Well, this week we've got some pretty good releases. Straight Outta Compton is out this week.
Mm-hmm.
A movie that I don't think anybody saw, but I really like, called Woodlawn.
Yes, no really. One saw it.
No one saw it. No.
Yes.
But a really, really good movie. The Intern is available this week with Robert De Niro and Anne Hathaway. I know you're not crazy about that. But this one I think you'll like. The Criterion Collection redid the Rita Hayworth movie called Gilda.
Gilda is a great movie.
As everybody knows, the Criterion Collection is the highest resolution you're going to find.
Yeah. It's the gold standard.
It really is. You've got new audio commentary, new interviews. Really, really good. Martin Scorsese is interviewed in here, too. Mm-hmm. Really cool. Movie was a little controversial. The Diary of a Teenage Girl is out this week.
Interesting. Good movie, man.
Yes.
It's a good movie. I liked it.
And next week is Chi-Raq is available. This is one my wife is looking forward to. Downton Abbey Season 6 is available next week. Just want to mention a few titles in February. I like this movie. James Bond, Spectre is available on the 9th. You've also Steve Jobs is available on the 16th.
Mm-hmm.
A really great performance, again, that nobody saw. Bryan Cranston, one of my favorite actors, in a movie called Trumbo.
Now, you mentioned Trumbo and you mentioned Steve Jobs.
Yes.
Both of those guys are nominated for Best Actor, so that's a chance for you guys because the Academy Awards are February 28th.
And they're both being released the same weekend, the 16th.
So you can see it if you're one of those people that likes to catch up on movies and see all the stuff that's nominated. Bryan Cranston and Michael Fassbender were both nominated for those movies, so if you're interested, you should check them out. Trumbo, I didn't think was very good. I like Steve Jobs, though.
Yeah, and then the following week, there's another movie called Spotlight.
Oh, that comes out the following week? That comes out before the Oscars?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay, so Spotlight will be out before the Academy Awards. It'll be out on DVD and Blu-ray. That's something I'm sure people are going to want to see.
Oh, yeah. And there's so many great TV shows coming out, and, you know, complete seasons, really cool. And you got, like, The Man from U.N.C.L.E., which I one of my all-time
favorites.
I know,
it's one of your favorites. Yeah.
It is. I love that. Not the movie.
No.
The TV show.
Yes.
But the last thing I wanted to bring out, this was a series that had a loyal audience that people have been looking for, the Blu-ray edition of the complete series of The Monkees.
Oh, Esmeralda!
People were very loyal.
She's doing a little dance in the newsroom.
Hey, with The Monkees. And every week, okay, people don't realize how big The Monkees
were. Oh, it's huge.
Okay?
Yeah.
They would sell out concerts. And, you know, I know that Mickey Dolenz really did play drums. Mike Nesmith, who was a great guy.
Mike Nesmith was the most accomplished musician in the Monkees. No, there's no question.
There's
about
no question about it.
So, but the whole series is going to be available.
The whole series on Blu-ray.
All right.
Available.
All right. Cool. All right. If people couldn't get through, what is your email address so that people can ask you a question?
Yourmediaman@AT&T.net.
Yourmediaman@AT&T.net. Okay. Great. Happy New Year. Welcome back, and we'll see you in February.
Looking forward to
it. Cool.